Hi there. Welcome to episode 40 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is a very special series in the lead up to IPL 2021 that I have formulated, wherein I interview fellow cricket fanatics from 8 of the franchises in the IPL. Fans are a very important component of the game, and hearing from these ardent fans will definitely be enriching and their insights will be unparalleled. This episode will basically revolve around Rajasthan Royals and a preview of sorts before the exciting 2021 edition. On the podcast today, we have Achal Gunjal, who has previously appeared on the podcast as well, and he's a very proactive and enthusiastic cricket fan and voice on our WhatsApp group. I'm really excited to have him here. To give you a brief of our very distinguished guest, Achal has spent all his childhood in the town of Dharwad, mostly playing terrace cricket with his neighbors. Apart from cricket, he really likes photography and writing. He is currently pursuing a BA triple major in Communication and Media, English and Psychology at Christ Deemed to Be University, Central Campus, Bengaluru. He aspires to bring the game of cricket closer to people by working in the media. Hi there, Achal. Welcome to the podcast. Really looking forward to having this discussion with you.
Hey, Neha. I'm really excited for this podcast. Thank you for having me back on your show.
Thank you so much, Achal. And when you look back at Rajasthan Royals, the journey they had in the last season, what are your biggest reflections?
Rajasthan Royals had a superb start to their tournament to start off with. They won the first two games in Sharjah, but then the things just went downhill. The men in pink managed to win just 6 out of their 14 games. The team evidently had loopholes. The inconsistency of Sanju Samson and Steve Smith, and there were not many dependable Indian batsmen in the lineup, I felt. In terms of bowling, Rajasthan depended on Jofra Archer alone in the pace department. He took a staggering 20 wickets at an average of 18.25 at an economy of just 6.55 runs per over. None of the other Royals pacers even were half as good as he was. The spinners, Tewatia and Gautam, did a decent job as well. The team also struggled to figure out their batting lineup. They had different players like Josh Butler, Robin Uthappa, Steve Smith and Yashasvi Jaiswal, and even Ben Stokes in the later half, who opened the batting for them. They had a lot of tactical flaws and struggled to figure out the best 11 until it was too late. It was no surprise for me that the team finished in the last on the points table.
Fair enough, Achal. And even when you look at the biggest hits and misses of the last season, what are your biggest pointers here?
The biggest hit for me has to be the performance of Jofra Archer. He literally carried the bowling department on his own shoulders. A few eye-catching knocks from Sanju Samson could also be encouraging. And he, however, needs to be a lot more consistent for the team to do well and make winning a habit. I think the biggest miss was not using Josh Butler at the top of the order. You know, he's one of the most destructive batsmen going around in the world. And playing your best batsman at the top of the order in the T20s is just a thumb rule, right? And we all saw what he's capable of in the recently concluded India versus England T20 series while opening the batting. I really hope they sort their batting order this season and open with Josh Butler.
Yeah, and again we saw, and you've also mentioned how Rajasthan did have the very disappointing season and they ended last on the table. In retrospect, could you reflect on what exactly went wrong? I mean, considering the kind of squad and firepower they possessed, what do you think happened there?
Well, as I said, they didn't actually use the resources properly. The batting order was messed up, and at one point of time, it seemed like they had a new opening pair almost every other match. And they had a lot of shuffling in the batting order as well and never looked satisfied. They had a lack of quality Indian fast bowlers as well and had to rely on Archer alone. They could not even play two foreign pacers, as they had to play skipper Smith, Ben Stokes and Josh Butler. And that's why I think that they have left Steve Smith this season.
I think that's very well put. Like, you know, the over dependence on the foreign players and the fact that they, you know, could not play all the three together is again a good point. The balance factor, you know, makes a difference. And just, you know, focusing a little bit on the auction part, we saw, you know, how they shelled out 16.25 crores for Chris Morris. Now, this is a record fee for an overseas player, right? But in doing so, I think they might have put like the ideal combination for their overseas players. What are your thoughts on the same?
The Morris auction, that was one heck of a bidding war for Morris, wasn't it?
True.
Well, Morris would fit into the RR team perfectly. Yes. He can ball the tough overs and can tonk some out of the ground in the final stages of the match. And he will have an added responsibility now that Archer is out. So he'll have an added responsibility of leading the bowling as well. And Josh Butler, Ben Stokes and Morris will surely start off in the playing 11. The fourth foreigner for me could be either Andrew Tai or Mustafizur Rahman, trying to strengthen the bowling again. And both the bowlers are actually well known for the slower balls and can be very deceptive, especially in the death overs.
Exactly, and I think it'll be very interesting to see how Rajasthan would, you know, play out that specific combo. And we also saw, you know, how one of Rajasthan Royals' strategy was to retain the England trio of Ben Stokes, Joss Butler and Jofra Archer. But they had to let go of Tom Curran. Now, Archer will miss the first half of the IPL, quite unfortunately. But according to you, how important is, you know, them being in form for the IPL and to help RR reach where they exactly want to?
They are very important. RR has been dependent on the foreign resources for quite some time now.
Yeah.
In fact, it has only increased their dependence on the foreign players. I would not be surprised if the same trend continues this season as well, as I really don't see a solid experienced Indian player, barring Sanju Samson and Unadkat in their lineup. But Jofra Archer will be a huge miss, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, exactly. And even the possible quartet of foreigners in the playing 11 would have to be the two Englishmen with Morris. Now, Miller, Tai, Livingston and even Mustafizur are going to be used occasionally, right? So, the balance will have to be sought. So, what do you think would be Rajasthan Royals' plan? Like, what's your perspective on this?
As you said, Butler, Stokes and Morris start irrespective of the venue and the situation. I see Livingston as just a possible backup for Butler, and Miller could just play a handful of matches, not much. The toss-up for the fourth overseas player will be, in my opinion, be between Tai and Mustafizur Rahman.
Yeah.
And I personally would prefer Mustafizur over Tai, as he brings the left-arm variety to the table.
Yeah.
And however, in the games that Unadkat plays, Tai could also be a good option. Because Unadkat and Mustafizur are almost like-to-like players.
Correct, yeah. And we've seen how Mustafizur has excelled in some editions of the IPL. So the kind of value that he would bring to the team would be unparalleled. My other question for you would be, I think it was a big decision, you know, from the Rajasthan Royals' point of view to let go of someone like Steve Smith. What do you think of that?
Letting go of Steve Smith is a huge decision indeed. And I'm sure a lot of thought process would have gone behind this decision.
Yeah.
It's not easy to let go of a captain, right? And they did this with Rahane too, interestingly.
Yes, yeah.
And both of them are in Delhi ironically now. So
yeah.
It was not that he had a bad last season, but I think it had to do more with the tactics. They were stuck with the same four foreigners and it seemed inevitable that one of them had to be released and Smith was at the sword this time.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And on the same line of thought, what are your thoughts on, you know, someone like a Sanju Samson as the captain for the season?
So Sanju Samson is an exciting prospect, no doubt about that. But when RR announced him as a team captain, I was surprised a little.
Yeah.
Because you had someone like Butler in the team who could lead as well. And he has led England in the past. So, yeah, he was an option. But it will be very interesting to see how Sanju Samson goes about his responsibility.
Exactly. I mean, he's a young captain. And I think he's even captained Kerala on a few occasions and has been good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the captain in SMACT, I guess. Yes.
Yeah. So, and also we can observe how Rajasthan Royals has added Shivam Dubey, you know, and I think he's going to be slotted as the finisher for them. This is an area where Rahul Tewatia was sorely needed company last season. Now, how crucial do you think he'll be for the prospects of Rajasthan Royals, especially down the order?
Shivam Dubey will surely be a key player for Rajasthan Royals. I don't think RCB used him properly in the previous two sessions. And I think releasing him did good to both the player and his former franchisee.
Yeah.
And he, along with Tewatia and Morris, will be the finishers as well as the all-rounders for Rajasthan Royals this year. Dubey had a decent hit in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy and the Vijaya Hazare Trophy, suggesting that he is in good form. So I think he'll be a very good investment for Rajasthan Royals.
Exactly. As you rightly pointed out, RCB used him sparingly. He wasn't slotted in at the right time. And I feel, you know, game time with Rajasthan Royals will certainly set him apart. So he was hoping for that to happen.
Yeah, true.
And we have also seen how Chetan Sakaria and Akash Singh, you know, these are the good domestic fast bowlers who have been the recent signing for Rajasthan Royals. Now, overall, when you look at Rajasthan Royals' auction table, it looks like they have plugged a lot of shortcomings with the few shrewd signings this auction. Your thoughts on the same?
It will be exciting to see Chetan Sakaria and Akash Singh for sure, especially after their performances in the recently concluded domestic season.
Yeah.
And yes, they are good signings, but they are not the greatest, you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They will still have the problem of lack of an experienced Indian bowler in their lineup, both in spin and the pace department. Yes, there is Unadkat, but he has not really performed to the level of their expectations. I really hope he has added a couple of more tricks under his sleeve other than the predictable cutters that he bowls.
Exactly. I mean, every auction he goes for like so much of money and there's just so much expectation because of the price tag and everything. So this time around, hoping, you know, he can replicate the kind of form he has shown in the domestic season. And yeah, we get to see that. My next point would be, now we've seen, you know, how the likes of Riyan Parag, Rahul Tewatia, Shreyas Gopal, Jaydev Unadkat, Mayank Markhande, and even Kartik Tyagi. I feel this forms like a solid Indian core, right? And they can be used in rotation. Your thoughts on the same?
I think we have to add Yashasvi Jaiswal to that list as well, who I think will open with Josh Butler this year.
Yeah.
I think it is a very good Indian core, but it still lacks the experience or runaway match winner like that Mumbai or the Chennai teams. Yes, there is Tewatia who proved his worth last season, but he requires support from the others. And I hope one or two of the players that you mentioned really step up this season.
Exactly. And even when you evaluate, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of the squad, what are your thoughts on that?
Their overseas signings have to be RR's biggest strength, no doubt about that. Adding to that, they have a new captain. Sanju Samson will be fresh and expected to lead and will step into the field with a purpose.
Yeah.
And he has the point to prove there. They also have a very deep batting lineup, if you see. The weakness sadly overweighs their strength. Lack of an experienced Indian middle order batsman, lack of an experienced Indian pacer, and there is no spinner who can turn the ball into the right-hander. Archer is a big setback as well, and I don't think anyone will be able to replace such a character like Archer. Just his presence would give the bowling unit some confidence and a boost.
Definitely, and I think it's just, you know, wishful thinking here, hoping that the others in the team would step up to, you know, replace the kind of vacuum that he would be leaving back. And,
I really hope Chris Morris steps up and fills his shoes well.
Exactly, yeah. Considering the price tag and the expectations, I really hope he can live up to that. And also focusing on this fact that, you know, Rajasthan Royals would not be playing matches at Jaipur. And that's really unfortunate. It is happening to all the teams this season, right? Not playing in their home base. With venues like, you know, Mumbai, Kolkata, Delhi and Bengaluru serving as the grounds, how do you think Rajasthan Royals is going to adapt and play?
I actually like the idea of neutral venues, especially when playing behind the closed doors. And Mumbai and Bangalore are quite similar to Sharjah, where you can expect Samson, Butler and Stokes to go all out in these venues. And it might be a cause of concern in Kolkata, where Pacers tend to have a good time in recent times. Barring Chris Morris and to some extent Kartik Tyagi, I don't really see someone who balls 140 plus on consistent basis in that team. So I think Andrew Tai can actually be used in Kolkata. And Delhi is always unpredictable. But I expect it to be on the slower side here, as it has been on the slower side for many, many years. And they might need an Indian batsman to step up along with the likes of Mustafizur and Unadkat in a venue like Delhi.
Exactly. And are there any players to watch out for this season? Personally, you'll be looking forward to seeing them play?
Oh, sure. Sanju Samson, as he's the captain, I would love to see how he leads and bats and how he takes the responsibility. And Josh Butler and Ben Stokes will be right at the top of the list. But I really expect Yashasvi Jaiswal and Kartik Tyagi to have breakthrough seasons this year.
Exactly. I mean, we've seen how Kartik Tyagi has been appreciated for his role, you know, during India's tour to Australia, where he was a net bowler. And Yashasvi Jaiswal, I mean, the Under-19 World Cup, what more to say? He had such a golden run and hopefully he can replicate that form in this IPL and, you know, eventually make it to the Indian team, right?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, Kartik Tyagi would have gained lots of experience by being the net bowler in the tour of Australia.
Exactly. So just hoping he can, you know, put some of that experience to use here. And this is, again, a little tricky question, I guess. So are there any particular matches that you're looking forward to from the Rajasthan Royals rivalry with a particular team or even otherwise? You know, any matches you're looking forward to?
I really don't think Rajasthan has a big rivalry with anyone, not like Chennai versus Mumbai or RCB versus for sure. But I might look forward to Rajasthan versus, because I'm an RCB fan, I will surely look forward to Rajasthan versus RCB. And I hope RR does well this season, because last season was pathetic for them.
And also considering the big names they had, you know, it was slightly underwhelming to see them performing the way they did. Also, if you had to, you know, focus on the best playing 11 for Rajasthan Royals, who would that be?
Oh, good question there.
Okay.
So I would want Butler to open with Yashasvi Jaiswal. Samson at number 3, Riyan Parag at number 4.
Okay.
And the three pace bowling all-rounders, Stokes, Dubey and Chris Morris at 5, 6 and 7.
Okay.
And then at 8, there would be Tevatia, another all-rounder. So you see the batting, they bat really deep over there.
Exactly.
And then my leg spinner would be, and the other leg spinner would be Shreyas Gopal. And yeah, so even Shreyas Gopal can bat a bit. So I have batting till almost 9 there. And then the two other pacers would be Kartik Tyagi, and I would personally want Mustafizur Rahman to start off in the 11.
Yeah, I think, Achal, this looks like a very solid playing 11 with respect to, you know, the foreign picks also being good. And we can see the good Indian core here. So hopefully, you know, we get to see this playing 11 and they can actually prove their mettle.
Yeah, true. And I hope they sort out their batting order in the first few matches itself.
Exactly.
And stick to the real openers that they have.
Yeah, because I feel the more the management, you know, tinkers with the batting and the whole team setup more and more, like in each match, I think it's not that good for the morale of the players, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And my last and final question for you would be, what are your predictions for this season? This can be IPL specific or it can be like Rajasthan specific also, or even both.
I'm afraid this season will be no different from the last season, especially with their X-Factor, Jofra Archer missing out. And I think they'll finish in the bottom 4 once again.
Okay.
So and, I'm not that confident about this team making it to the playoffs.
Okay, Achal, that was very candid there. But any other predictions, like who would be the highest run getter or, you know, the highest wicket taker?
I think the highest run getter would be Josh Butler or Sanju Samson, one among them. And the highest wicket taker would probably be Chris Morris or Shreyas Gopal.
Okay. So, yeah, we've got the predictions locked in there. And hopefully, this does come true for them. Because we've seen they're a quality unit. It's just about, you know, gelling together and just getting the best performance out there.
True that. I really hope they get the balance right from the start this season.
Exactly.
So that's what affected their performance last season. And it's good to have Ben Stokes from the start in this season. Because they missed Ben Stokes dearly in the first half of the last season, right?
Yeah.
So it's good to have him from the start, I guess.
Exactly. And yeah, so with this, we come to an end to what has been a very interesting chat. First up, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for joining me. And again, you know, this is the second time we're collaborating. And for leaving us all with those fantastic insights. And thank you so much for accommodating this interview in your busy schedule. And we know, right, college and everything is going on. And definitely hoping to have you back on the podcast sometime in the future.
Oh, thank you, Neha. It's been a pleasure being here once again. And I'm waiting for the next call up.
Yeah, so till then, take care. Bye.
Bye.
I'd like to thank you listeners for ardently supporting my blog and the podcast. We are growing each episode, strength to strength. It really gives me the zeal to keep working and delivering quality content to you all. A heartfelt thank you. Do check out @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Instagram for latest facts, trivia, quizzes, terminology and a lot more. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast, and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Also, feel free to share your thoughts and suggestions for the already published episodes and recommendations for future topics. Do share this widely and your support is really appreciated. See you next time, listeners. Cheers, stay safe, and take care. Bye for now.